wrestle not against flesh and blood. Victory is a goal for every battle. Get set for an empowerment to conquer in the battles of life as you listen to Encounter with the Truth by Pastor Sammy.
You are welcome to church this morning. I've been talking about running with the prize in view. Running with the prize in view. Running with the prize in view. And this is part 3A. In this service, the objectives are fourfold. Number one, what is vision? What is vision? Number two, that we understand God's vision for us in this season. Number three, what can I do to accomplish God's vision for me? And then number four, when I run with God's vision, what reward will I receive? What is God's vision, or what is vision in general? Then we zero in to what is God's vision for us in this season. That's the second objective. Number three, what can I do to accomplish God's vision for my life? And number four, when I do that, what will be my reward? We want to begin with an introduction that truth is timeless and ageless. If you want to build things that will last, that will transcend generations, that will be there forever, you need to know the truth and work the truth. Because truth is timeless. Truth works every time. It works every time. It works in every generation. You know, the same Bible that people in AD 70 were using is the same Bible we are using now. Environment have changed, systems have changed, government have changed. It worked for them there, AD 70. And now we are in 2022. The same Bible is working for us. Why? Because the word of God is truth. It is timeless. It is ageless. Praise the Lord. It doesn't become corrupt. Peter said, truth is incorruptible. Praise the Lord. Incorruptible. It cannot be corrupted. So, anything you want to do in life, my counsel to you by the Spirit is that look for truth and build that thing on the truth. Because when it is on the truth, it will be irrelative of your person. When you are even not there, it will work. Praise the Lord. When systems, government will come and go, it will still work because it is on truth. It is ageless. It is timeless. Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. Somebody is blessed. And one of such truths that will always make a man have upper hand in life and destiny is to understand God's vision for his life. Vision. Vision is one truth that a man needs to come into if he wants to fulfill destiny. So when God himself came to this earth in the person of Jesus, In John chapter 4 verse 34, Jesus said to his disciples that meat means food. My food is to do the will of God and to finish it. What satisfies me? What makes my belly full and my spiritual stomach full is the will of God. When I know the will of God and I finish it, that is what makes me satisfied and fulfilled. Praise the Lord. Yeah, that is what Jesus said. My meat is to do the will of God and to finish it. Not only Jesus said that, David in the Old Testament, when you are talking about kings, like in our days we can talk about presidents of nations. In the whole Israel, there is only one president they cannot forget. His name is called David. Praise the Lord. All other presidents, they forget them. They have never celebrated any king in Israel except David. Praise the Lord. Yeah. But he was not the first king. Like in nations, we celebrate first president, like Ghana here. We always celebrate Nkrumah as our first. David wasn't the first. So we can't say that he was the first. That's why we celebrate him. He wasn't. Saul. Saul was the first. But you know, this man David, in Acts 13 verse 36, the word of God says that, and David, everyone say David. Yeah, Acts 13 36. For David, after he had served his generation by the will of God, the emphasis is will of God. Jesus said, I must do the will of God. Will of God. David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, he fell on sleep and was laid unto his fathers. Praise the Lord. So when we talk about vision, what is vision? What is vision? Two key definitions. Number one, it is the discovery of God's will for a person's life on earth. Discovering God's will for your life. That is what made Jesus. That he died very young. But the world, we cannot ignore his impact. He died at age 33 years. 33. Only 33. And he did that for a purpose. He died younger so that you will live longer. It was for a purpose. It was a purpose. So that you will not die at age 33. Praise the Lord. He came to die younger, to make a platform that my minimum for you is 70. All the young death you will die, I have come to die it. So you don't need to die younger again if you want. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Yes. So vision is the discovery of God's will for a person's life on earth. In other words, it is identifying what God expects a person to do with his life. Identify. One key thing about vision is that you need to identify. This is what God wants me to do. So that you don't do anything you think you have to do. You do what God expects of you. I work with people. I expect things from them. So like, if you just do what you think you have to do, and that is not what I expect of you, and it is doing that thing that makes God satisfied. Are you getting it? Yeah. And that thing is what we call vision, identifying and looking to see that this is what God wants me to do on earth. Please, let us not waste our life on what is not God's will. And the fact is that many people on earth, that is what we are doing. He has that will for men, human individuals. He also have the same will for churches, for what? Ministries, churches. Every church, God has something he wants that church to be doing in certain seasons. In certain what? Seasons. It just sounds reasonable, like companies have things they do in seasons. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I was speaking to a friend just this past week. We are in a new week, so just this past week. Sunday is the first day in a week. So, and then was telling me their wife, they are gone for work retreat. He said they are gone for retreat. And I said, oh, retreat? Are they going to pray? He said, no. They have gone for work, hot retreat. They have gone to a very nice place of the workers. They are just there. They are working and enjoying. Work what? May God give a job like that in Jesus' name. Your own. Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. They have gone for hot work. Retreat. It's a season in the organization, they go for retreat. And that season, that is what they have. Many companies, they have seasons they train, seasons they employ. So if you are not in that, you want employment and you are not picking that season, you have to wait for some time. Same with God in ministry. At certain seasons, he have things he wants to do with a certain ministry. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So those things become God's vision for the people in that what season. Are you understanding? Yes. It become God's vision for them. It become God's vision. And those things are not decided on. They are discovered. They are what? Discovered. When it is discovered and the people accept it, that this is what God wants us to do, so everybody put himself into it, you will see that the lives of the people start blossoming. 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 That is where you see people like Joseph just emerge. People who were nobody. And then just within a twinkling of an eye, they have become somebodies. People like David, at the backside of the desert, where parents even don't remember they have a son there. And then they just emerge. Because the people have identified what God wants them to do. And they have accepted it. And they are doing it. And they are hurt. Praise the Lord. So, in light, God in this season as a commission wants us to walk in a certain will. So, what is that vision that in this season God wants us to walk in? And this morning, very, 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 very relevant. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of the heaven and earth. I lift my voice. From whence has come at my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of the heaven and earth. He neither slumber nor sleeps. His ears are always open to my voice. My answer cometh from the Lord, the maker of the heaven and earth. He neither slumber nor sleeps. His ears are always open to my voice. My answer cometh from the Lord, the maker of the heaven. He neither slumber. I don't know where your trust and your hope is. His ears are always open to my voice. My answer cometh from the Lord, the maker of the heaven. You know, if man can come to an understanding that his strength is very limited, very limited, and can always trust God in every situation. I've moved beyond looking up to men, because I'm looking up to sister. Look, I don't trust in any government. The government won't change my life. Praise the Lord. I'm not a politician. I am a pastor. The one who changed my life is God. But I'm not looking up to whether government A or B or C. I'm looking up to Him. Praise the Lord. I don't trust systems, because it doesn't work. Praise the Lord. Are you here? Yeah. It doesn't work. The one who holds the universe intact is Him. He holds life intact. Let everyone be against you. Let only Him be for you. It's only His vote you need to triumph in life. Let everybody vote against you. When God votes for you, you are on. I'm telling you, it is only His vote you need. Forget about anybody else. Forget about anyone. If God votes for you, praise the Lord. So let's try to do things for Him to give us His vote. Everybody can be against you. If He votes for you, you are the president. Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. What is God's vision for us? In 3 John 1:2, He said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper." Thou mayest prosper. It's a clear thing. Thou mayest prosper. But He has also said that, give me Mark 13:37. What I say to one person, I say to everybody. Praise the Lord. And what I say unto you, I say unto all. Watch. So He said, beloved, I God, I wish. Praise God. So what is God's vision for us? God, in this season, what every child of His in this commission to prosper. It is simple. Yeah, to prosper. One reason why, you know, one thing the world is against is the prosperity of the church. Yeah. I can't understand. A footballer can have a private jet, nobody will talk about it. But when a pastor have a private jet, it's a problem. They don't want us to prosper because they know that prosperity is the thing. Prosperity is what? Then they say, I suffer no I'm sorry, and I'm titi play no I'm titi. Footballer is have a jet. Somebody leading millions of people. He doesn't deserve to be. The church is very vibrant. So when they don't talk against us not to prosper, but they are too late. They are too what? They are too late. Come on. They are too late. They are too late. They are too late. How can a footballer, a young person in his 20s, in it, and somebody have done ministry, 50, 60, he's flying, and then you are, and I suffer no church member seeker. Footballer, and you form that you are, and you see can head. What kind of other? Praise the Lord. Say they are too late. God wants you to prosper. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to. A business executive qualified to fly a private jet. Huh? Set ministries that have branches, different places of the world, have schools, have no right to fly a jet. Fly a jet. And people are talking. They are too late. Say they are too late. They haven't seen anything. Praise the Lord. They have not seen what? Anything. That means. God wants the church. You know, in what manner? God wants you to prosper. In what manner? Because if you don't see the manner of prosperity, you'll be confused. In what manner? In Job 22, verse 21 to 24. Job talking about how prosperity comes and friends. Among the things he said, my emphasis will be on the 24, but I just want to start from there. He said, acquaint now thyself with God. Finances. Money will be like you, like dust. Like dust. It's not something you give value to because you have a lot. This is God's manner of prosperity for every believer sitting here. Then you will lay up gold as dust. And the gold of an offer as the stones of the brooks. Yes? Because God has great work to do here. Great work. Work. And in this world we are in, it is money that do things. Money that what? Money that. Then you shall lay that gold as dust, and the gold of the offer as the stone. So this is the manner of prosperity God wants to bring every child of his into. You have to see that. You have to see that. And we saw example of it in the days of Solomon. In 2 Chronicles 1:15. And the king made silver and gold at Jerusalem as plenteous as stones. As plenteous as stones. So you say, I don't believe. It has happened before. Do you understand? Do you understand? This one God is talking. He is talking to every child of his. Not color, not sex. Every child. Solomon in his days, gold were as plenteous as stones and dust. So we saw it. So in this season, God wants his church, his people, to prosper. And all the time, the world will be against people who are talking for believers to prosper, because they always want you to be a slave. Praise the Lord. And then the church go and beg. They are begging. We are doing envelopes. We are sending. We are doing fundraising. And then we go and call somebody who doesn't go to church. Say, come. Come and give money. That's what they want us to do. But we are stopped. We have gotten wisdom long time ago. We have gotten wisdom long time ago. Long time. We have stopped. We have stopped. Because we know that the thing belongs to us. And that's what? Belong to us. You know it. We have never done it in this church. Praise the Lord. And we didn't start like this. We started from the scratch. Never look up to any man. Never called any man. Never solicited any help. I have friends in high places. The devil is a bastard. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? Then you shall lay gold. Stop begging. Stop begging. There is something with God. Know what to do to be blessed and stop begging. Stop, because there is the way God blesses. Know it and take responsibility. Know it and take what? Responsibility. Know it and take responsibility. Praise the Lord. So that is the manner. And we have examples in scriptures. Job, Solomon. Now, in this season, God wants to prosper everybody. What are the keys that will make you connect? I'm just talking about two briefly for this point. Number one is that for everyone who prosper this way, you need to be a tither. The reason why people, the devil is against tithing, is because of that. Okay? What is a obia cassette ya solina? And a ukwa, ukwa solina, do sika akoma, soft wedding. The emphasis is, odi odi ay, musika. Odi odi ay, odi odi ay. On kasa wo yari en ukwa ma soft bompaya ma yari na ere, ako. Nyamisa HIV omunka, nyamisa we omunka. Obeka se, ukwa, edi usika, ako ma soft. Why? The devil is interested in that, because he knows that that is what to, so he wants to spike your mindset that going to church, you are going to give your football. No, I'm asking you, who will eat the money? Is it not the footballer? So have you ever seen a media person sitting on radio and saying that football you are going to watch? Would you see a comma football lady? Okay. Do you understand? The emphasis is that what you will do will make you prosper. That is what the enemy will always attack. Won't this a media person be a cancer? Who goes school? I go to your school fees. I'm a teacher and I head. You look at this. So when people are talking these things as if something is wrong with them. Yeah, that is what me, I think. Because I went to school, I pay school fees. The school fees is the teacher and the people who are it. And I went to learn. I came to church and I'm learning God. What is the difference? What is the difference? Is it not knowledge? Is it not knowledge? Obianka said, call hospital, but yes, karma. When you go to hospital and they give you money, when it is a scam. Who took that money? Have you ever seen somebody and say, you are going to pay money? And then
the doctor and the nurses and all those people are going to what? Talk them on it. You won't hear it. It is only against the church. That devil is a bastard. That devil is what? He's a bastard. We have gone far beyond that. We have gone far beyond that. Have gone. Churches, people get healed with no money being paid. Praise the Lord. People get revelation, knowledge, inside most of you, but for the revelation you are receiving here, come who we are here. I said, Kabe Foku. Are you? I'm not saying Kayari here. But the revelation in the truth that gives you faith. You say that no. You wait. You can't fight me. You can't hold. Yeah. That's why you are still alive and triumphing. So what will it take? The first thing is it takes you understanding that tithing is the number. Look, a believer who doesn't understand tithe and doesn't tithe can never become prosperous God's way. Because it is what opened the heavens. There are three things God showed me. You know, in the Malachi 3. Malachi 3. Verse 8 to 12. Where he began by saying that will a man rob God? And they say, yet ye rob me in what? He said, in tithe and in offerings. Say, ye are cursed with the curse, even the whole nation. Then he said, bring ye all the tithe into my storehouse. And when you do that, I will open the windows of heaven and send you blessings. Praise the Lord. And then he said, I will rebuke the devourer. And number three, you shall be a delightsome person. So tithe opens heavens. Tithe rebukes the devourer. And tithe makes you delightsome. Somebody say delightsome. You become a person with favor on you. Anybody who meets you like you want to do something good for you. That is the word this delightsome. You become a delightsome land. A delightsome. You are a worker. Your boss like you and always want to give you promotion, want you to be around him. Be around him. Any good thing, Charlie? This thing has come on. I want to help you. I want to recommend you. Delightsome. Become a delightsome person. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? So the way I'm not, this man is not prosperous, but it is one thing God wants missing for our life. That's what I'm talking. So I'm just mentioning some key things. Stay with tithing. If you are here and you are not tithing, begin tithing. Look, don't ever think that this church is looking for your money. Okay, for all the years you don't tithe, you see things going on. So it is not your tithe to give. Or your tithe you don't give, that will not make things work. Things are already what? Working. Things are already what? But God is showing you what will make your life come out so that you stop begging. You stop looking to men. Your uncle is in abroad, so he should come and help you. Why are you not thinking going to help the person abroad? Me, that is my mind. I'm thinking of what I can be doing to help people outside. Why can't you think that? Why can't you think that? That you can help somebody in America. You can help somebody in England. Why are you thinking that the person in England should come and help you? Why? It's a mindset. It's a mindset. It's a poverty mindset. It's a poverty mindset. It's what? You in Ghana send dollars to somebody in America and say, my sister, things are not going to Italy. Take this $50,000 and work your life out. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
So connect to Titan. It is what open your heavens. Open your heaven. Open your heaven. Open what? Things flow. Flows. It flows. It flows. If you see me talking to any friend, I'm talking to friends on their behalf. Maybe help a child, you day here. Can you help me get a job for this, my son? Get a job for this, my daughter. That's it. But call a friend that Charlie, bring money for me. Is he the one who called me? Is he the one taking care of me? Praise the Lord. The one who sent me has enough to make his wife work. Praise the Lord. That's my life. If I'll be talking to a friend, I'm just talking to somebody for a job. Charlie, can you give an opportunity? Help me get a job for this, my son. Help me. This is me. This is what. That's all. Somebody's blessed. Somebody's blessed. Somebody's blessed. So commit to tithing. And then the second thing is that commit to kingdom investment. Huh? Anything God's work, commit to it. Anything God's work, anything God is involved. Praise the Lord. Huh? God is involved. We are building this church. Think of it. Last month or so, I was telling us we want to help to carry people to church. Give a seat to carry people to church. That is kingdom investment. We are putting God's house in order. Kingdom investment. We want to go and do crusade there. Kingdom investment. Any opportunity to win souls, any opportunity to plant souls, any opportunity to establish them is kingdom investment. Commit to it. At your level. At what? At your level. At your level. At your level. When these are the fundamentals, your titan and kingdom is the fundamentals. Every other thing come to add. When this, if you don't have a heart for God's work, praise the Lord. Are you here with me? If you don't have a heart for God's work, forget about kingdom prosperity. Forget about it. Forget about it. Praise the Lord. Forget about it. Men who are prospering in the kingdom, they have a strong heart for the work of God and for the people in the work. Their desire is not looking, they are not looking for things. They are looking for God to bless human beings. Bless what? Human beings. Somebody is blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. So commit. Now, I end with this. It's just one point I made. Now, another mystery God shows us as a commission to connect to prosperity is the family cell. Everybody say the family cell. Somebody say the family cell. In the order of Obed-Edom, in 1 Samuel, chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. He said, and the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertain unto him because of the ark of God, because of the ark of God. God has blessed Obed-Edom and his household. God showed me last year that he wants every household in this church to prosper according to the order of Obed-Edom. And the key is that carry the ark into homes and families. Carry the ark into what? Homes and families. What is the ark? The church. Let us do churches in homes. Small churches in homes and families. The ark have gone there. Obed-Edom, the ark of God went to his house only for 3 months. When that ark stayed in his house for 3 months, just within that 3 months, the whole Israel heard of Obed-Edom that God has blessed his household. That was the revelation that birth God told me for us to start family cells. So you are here. You are not in a family cell. You don't attend. Your home can be a center for family cell, but you have ignored it. You are ignoring a covenant key to prosper, as God showed us. Ignoring. And if people can be truthful, homes that family cells are practically practicable, then you will see that things are working. It's that prosperity is taking place, because that is what God showed me. Praise the Lord. The ark is the church. It didn't stay. When David heard, he said, the reason why they took the ark to Obed-Edom's house was that when they were sending the house to David's home, then a certain man called Uzzah touched the ark and he died. And David said, yeah, I should take this to my house with all these bad boys I have. Amnon sleeping with his own sister. Absalom wanting to kill his brother. Are you getting it? With Adonijah, all of them there who want their father's wives. If I take these things to my home, these boys there, they will all hurt. They will die. So where it happened, now there was a house. And that time, the word of the king is law. He said, take it to this house. Let it go and kill the people there. Don't send it to my household. Take it there. And then it went there. And Obed-Edom, by fear of the commander, or he didn't say, fuck, it makes you feel like, oh yeah. Why? Because the thing is killing people. So why have you brought it? Let it kill your sons and daughters. Praise the Lord. And but when it went there, Obed-Edom had a revelation. He said, God has come into my house. I am going to. And then within 3 months, everything changed. That the whole Israel, because look, when news like that happens, people will know that, oh, about we are. A president, it became a national thing. But instead of killing, it rather started off blessing him. So the same people who were making noise now went to the king and said, hey, the thing you said to that man, now he's even becoming more richer than you. David heard it and he said, go and take it. Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. So commit to tithing, commit to kingdom investment, and then commit to the family cell. You are here, you don't go to any family cell, locate one. Your home can be one. Tomorrow, start it. You can do one in your house. Start it. Connect, listen to God and stop begging. Listen to God and stop. Do what God is telling you. That is what will free you. That is not what you think will free you. It's what God is saying will free you in his word. Most of the time we think that we have to do what we know. Maybe you read it from a place where they are bad. Come on. God is talking and you are taking what man is saying. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? God is talking and you are saying what man is saying. You read something from internet and somebody saying this, somebody is, that is what you believe. Okay? So my father will say, if you are interested, that is what my father always said. So he said, this is it. But if you are not interested, because not everybody is interested in the truth. So I pray that from today, prosperity is real. And God is bringing it into this church. God is bringing it into the body of Christ. But these are the keys. Be a committed tither. Not somebody who tithe today and don't tithe. Ask the people who take money. Me. Every time my tithe is there. And I tithe more than the man. Then, no. Praise the Lord. So my prosperity is not, it is from God for obeying what he's telling. Are you hearing me? And he will. God is interested in every aspect of your life. Family, marriage, finances, health, all those things. All those things. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? So connect kingdom investment. Have a heart for God's work. There is something you can do in the church. You don't even need to tell me. Go on and do it. Go and do it. You see something? I want to fix this. Go on and fix it. I want to do this. Go on and what? Anything that you see is a need, go on and do. Go on. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? And then you see. Please be on. Clap your hands to the Lord. You are going to pray one prayer. One prayer.
You are here this month and you want Jesus in your life. Somebody here need to give his life to Jesus. Something might change in your life. You need that Jesus. I want to pray with you. You want to say Jesus will become your Lord and Savior. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. You want to say, I need Jesus. If I die today, I cannot make it to heaven because my life is not right. Lift your right hand and I'll pray with you. In somebody's life, say, Father, I thank you that you died on the cross for me. Today I ask you, come into my life, become my Lord and Savior. From today I will follow you and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by the word of God. We would love to have you worship with us at Conquest Global Ministries, Kakrade, or call us on 0243-287-958 or 0246-111-278. You are blessed.